Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so, as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course. And we can't wait to see you there. Hey, look at that. It's another episode of your daily scrum with professional scrum trainers, Todd and Ryan. What's up, Todd?
What's up? Hey, if you haven't purchased it, Unlocking Your Business Agility with Evidence-Based Management, now on the shelves.
I got my copy.
Do you have yours?
Nice.
Speaking to the people watching. Okay.
Oh, I know. Be sure to like and subscribe. Do all the YouTube things. Leave your questions and comments below. Tell your friends. Tell your coworkers. Let's get this show up. I think at the time of recording, 22,000 subs. Todd, I think we're good for a solid 30, right?
I'm hoping so.
Let's get to 30. Today's question. What is the difference between a product owner and a product manager? Todd, I know you've got some definitions for us.
Yeah, we get this all the time. So
all
let
the
me
time.
Read you. Yeah, this is from Wikipedia. Whether you believe Wikipedia or not, this is what I got. Product manager definition. A product manager is a professional role that is responsible for the development of products for an organization known as the practice of product management. Product managers own the product strategy behind a product, specify its functional requirements, and manage feature releases.
Todd, that kind of sounds like a product owner.
Sounds like a product owner to me.
I'm struggling with the difference. And in fact, I appreciate that definition because I would argue there's, can I just be honest? Don't take away my license. I wish they just would have called it product manager in the framework. I think product owner created more confusion. Because a product owner is, and this is what we teach in the PSPO. It's what's in Don and Ralph's product owner book that's in the scrum.org series. It's very similar, but not nearly as good looking as this book. it's also how Bob Galen describes it in his excellent product owner book. It's just an agile product manager. A product owner is an agile product manager. So why do we put the adjective agile in front of product manager? Because there's a different set of practices that might get used. There's a different set of tools that are in a agile product manager's toolkit, right? It's a different, there's a slightly different mindset and set of principles that they would follow. And there are some very scrum specific things like a backlog that an agile product manager is going to work with that perhaps a product manager in a traditional sense would not.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think it really is on the details of how you implement these 3 points, really. Product managers own the product strategy, specify requirements, and manage releases. A agile product manager thinks about that in a very lean way, with trying to get to the market to test assumptions and to understand what's happening with the users by validating things in production. A traditional product manager may not take those strategies. A product owner needs to take those strategies. right? A product owner is operating by the belief that just because it's on the product backlog does not mean that it's valuable. So I need to test my hypothesis. I need to do so as quickly as possible and then validate whether those hypotheses were what I thought. Now, in saying that, product owner isn't a job title, Ryan. It's an accountability.
Yeah. So if you're a product manager, you can be the product owner and still be the product manager of your team.
Yeah.
You're fulfilling accountabilities. It's not a title. It's not even a role anymore. Your product manager, your existing product manager can join Todd and I in a product owner course, in the backlog course, read some books, implement EBM.
Leadership course.
Evidence-based leadership could be a great course for them to take from us. Check out the description and get rolling. So product managers, don't feel left out. We need you in the Scrum world. Yeah. Because you are the product owner of a Scrum team.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah.
You fulfill the product owner accountabilities on a Scrum team.
So I think really we're pointing out here, what is the difference between a product owner and a product manager? A product manager that is accustomed and knows Scrum well is an agile product manager and is fulfilling oftentimes the accountability of the product owner. That's that.
Hold on. Ask me again. What's the difference between the two, Todd? Ask it again.
What's the difference between a product owner and a product manager, Ryan?
About $100 an hour, Todd.
Oh, gosh. It's the Scrum Master Agile Coach conversation. Yep.
Just kidding. But yeah, I hope it's clear. Like, we do not draw a distinction between the two. It's really the context in which they're working, the tools and the principles and the values that they decide to implement and use and follow. And so, yeah, product managers, you are welcome. Anything else, Mr. Miller?
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. All right. That's another episode of Your Daily Scrum. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Hit that bell so that you get alerted when we release new things. Check out our socials. We've got a lot going on, especially some live stuff. Maybe some new experiments are on the horizon there as well. Some videos are going to pop up. The algorithm thinks you'll like them. We do too. Be sure to leave your comments, your questions, and all other things below. And check out that description for more info about books, classes, and all sorts of fun stuff. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward, do some great Scrum things. Get your product managers engaged because they are the product owner on your Scrum team. And we'll see you next time. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!